boop, beep. Yeah, I can't hold rhythm at all.
No.
Just absolutely terrible. Mm. I can't keep a tune. I can't sing properly.
Whistle a merry song. Can you whistle a song?
No.
Try.
Just be like, do, do, do.
Well, try and whistle. So you can whistle. Wow. Definitely add a yeah to the end.
Yeah, everything has to have a... It's better if you add a yeah.
Do you remember those soundboards you used to get, like in the 90s, where you just yeah. keep, where you just press buttons and it's like, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Or, yeah. Or dog sounds like, woof, woof. Yeah. You used to be on like old keyboards, like Casio keyboards.
Yeah, I used to like those. Do you remember the...
Nope.
Even going back before that, before computers, those little key rings you used to get when you were a kid, and it had like... Remember those?
No.
Might be. No, you're the same age as me. Slightly younger. Do a little.
I was trying to do an intro drop.
Fine. Forget it.
Go on, say your thing.
No, fine. Don't worry about
Go
it.
Go on, say it. It's something no, interesting. It. Please.
No, because
I want to
I'll
hear
start
it.
Talking and then you'll just press the intro.
I won't.
It's
I
obvious.
I won't.
It's so obvious.
I won't.
I'll start saying
I won't.
It,
try it. And try, then me. Go,
do,
try me.
Do,
try me. Try me.
I know you
try
will.
Me.
No, because
try
it's too
me.
Obvious.
Try me.
No.
Try me.
Okay.
Try me. Try me. Try me.
There's these little
try
key rings that you used to get when you were a kid.
Try me.
And they had... I actually hate you.
This intro is way too long.
Yeah, of course it is.
I can't avoid your gaze for
You're
a minute
an
and
idiot.
A half.
I knew we were going to do that. It's fine. It was totally obvious and I called it. So don't worry about it. That's what she said. It's clipping a bit there, isn't it?
What?
Clipping a bit.
It's not clipping.
No?
No, yeah.
Clipmaster General.
I can zoom in and show you. It's not clipping.
Okay, no worries.
It makes for really interesting.
Ooh,
see?
It's close.
It's not. Way off. Welcome to Not Clipping Watch.
Wow, you're so loud.
Watch, watch, watch.
Why are you so loud?
News.
There's no need for it.
I'm over-pepped.
Yeah, too pepped. Because we've done our show, and now we're doing after.
Well, I went from being starving to stuffing my face.
Yeah.
And now I feel a bit weird.
Well, that gave you a boost of energy, didn't it? Plus, you'd like to drink those squash things that have got weird chemicals in
them. Aspartame.
Who knows what that does to
Good
you?
Good for you.
Is it?
It's chemically proven.
Yeah.
I don't know what that
chemically
means.
Chemically proven to be chemically good for you.
Chemically proven to work. Not scientifically proven.
No.
Chemically. Yeah.
Powered by science.
So you like to do stuff with what? On the key? What?
The little... If you don't remember them, they were like a little rectangular black... Key ring that you used to get that had about 8 buttons
yes,
on, multicolored buttons.
I do remember
and then
that,
you pressed
yeah.
them and they made different sounds.
Yeah.
And they were wicked. Mm. You used to get them from the market or whatever.
Yeah.
Don't get them anymore. Kids aren't interested in that sort of stuff, are they? Not good enough. They want an iPad now. Little key ring that makes sounds. Last fun all day. That could have
not
could be.
Last fun all day. Here, lad, have one of these key rings that last fun all day.
But, Dad, I don't understand what that sentence means.
I said it last
I said,
fun
all
day. Up. Shut up, lad.
Mom, Dad's acting weird. My mouth can't keep up with my brain. That's the problem.
No, I think it's your brain can't keep up with your mouth.
No.
Yeah, because you're just saying stuff and your brain's going, stop, no.
No.
What that mean? That doesn't mean anything, Joe. It's too late, I'm already saying it. I'm halfway through saying it now.
No, the brain's already saying it, like, right, say this. And it goes, blah, 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 and then it doesn't
No,
come
I think
out.
You're...
It comes out wrong, doesn't it?
Lost.
It's not my fault.
It will last fun all day. Hey kids, have you tried the new amazing keyring sound effect? Are you looking for something that will last fun all day? Oh, you found it.
It's like Chingrish, isn't it?
That is exactly like Chingrish.
Yeah. Buy this keyboard, last fun all day.
Oh man, I miss Chingrish.
That was my Chinese accent.
racist. Please don't be racist.
I'm not being racist.
Oh, English.com has gone.
Oh, no.
Do you remember when we used to do that?
Yeah.
Definitely.
That was a big feature. It was a big feature back in 2008.
It was that. English and then Darwin Awards. Did the Darwin Awards.
Oh, yeah. Forgot we used to do that as well.
Oh, now it's just failblog.cheeseburger.com. What does that mean?
I hate this world.
Wait a second. This is actually is the site. It looked like such a weird site that it was a search engine like holding page or something.
Wow. Let's not start reading it. They weren't even that funny, were they?
No, they weren't at all. But it's funnier than Last Funnel Day.
Is it?
No.
Wow. Make your own English up. Chinglish, whatever.
Let's just do one.
All right.
At random.
Right, go on then. Find a funny one.
So there's a picture of a pregnant lady sitting down, like you'd have on a bus or something. Not allowed to pregnant.
I don't know why we stopped doing this segment. It's comedy gold.
Not...
If you haven't listened to series one and two, go back, laugh it up. It's amazing.
I'm sure we used to crack up reading these.
Probably, yeah. It wasn't funny, but we probably did crack up. We also used to read stories out of a newspaper.
No, we did that once. We did that. Remember that one where, remember that time where I thought it'd be good idea just to read a book? I just...
Read a book. On
what
the show.
Were you thinking?
Read it out loud.
I was ahead of my time because people pay good money for like Stephen Fry to read books.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. Yeah, they won't pay for you to read it though.
Why not?
But what were we thinking? Ran out of things to say. It was a half an hour show that we couldn't even fill. We did about 15 minutes, ran out of stuff to say, and then thought, I know, I'll just read a book. Read a book. Was it like a.
Wait a second, I've solved the problem. I've got like dozens of books.
Wasn't it a book about aliens or something?
Yeah.
Or space travel.
Something scary, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, it was like 50 alien best alien encounters.
I don't think that's what people tune in for, to be honest.
I don't think they tune in for anything.
Well, you know what I mean. But yeah, it was. We started reading news, like local news stories out of the free paper that get posted to the door. That lasts fun all day. That lasts fun for 1 minute.
Lasts fun for one series.
Unbelievable.
Of the absolute peach.
Speaking of fun last all day, I went to a christening at the weekend.
Yeah. Now, can I ask, can I just make a point before you go into this on that subject?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Now, you turned down an opportunity of a lifetime to go to the christening. This is how it went, basically.
Here we go.
I said, Joe, do you fancy coming to play golf? I actually invited a couple of people.
Yes.
All of whom declined. And I went to play on my own.
You went on your own?
Yes.
Oh, mate. I would have come with
out
you.
Out of five people, I went on my own.
I'd have rather played golf, to be fair.
Joe said... Oh, no, I can't, mate. Oh, I'd love to. I would absolutely love to. He didn't say those words, but I could tell.
You could tell from the text.
He said, oh, well, I've got to go to christening. And I said words to the effect of, that's okay, and then made some amusing remarks about how it'd be boring. Then I sat and thought for a second, thought, what christening takes the entire day of a Sunday?
Well, yes.
And so I thought, I'll put that question to him. And then he said... Well, you know, late morning, then drinks. And I'm thinking, what kind of a christening is this? It's like an all-day party.
Let me tell you what kind of
because
christening.
That sounds, not to put too fine a point on it, completely hideous.
Oh, it was. I'd have loved to have come and play golf. I also wanted to watch the rugby as well.
Right.
Missed half of that. Three games on. I caught one and a half games.
Brilliant.
So that was good. So instead, went to this christening and it was at a church. They're not.
They usually are.
They're not Christian at all. They're not religious at all.
Well, why would you want your child to be christened then?
No idea. I asked them that and they said, give him choices.
Surely that's the opposite.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Unless they're saying, in case he wants to be a Catholic. Was it a Catholic church?
I don't know. What's the difference?
Well, I might be totally wrong. I'll be happy to be completely wrong. Mm-hmm. But if you're not christened, can you maybe not be a Catholic or something?
Don't know, probably. But then you can get christened when you're an adult, can't you?
Well, you can get baptised as an adult.
Right, what's the difference?
Baptism is by choice.
Right, but it's still the same thing. Still the end product is the same, right?
Yeah.
You go to heaven or whatever.
But I don't know if there's some kind of orthodox Christian, you know... I don't know what
sounds like you know a lot about.
I don't.
But you are Christian, aren't you?
But I'm not what you would call. I'm not a Catholic. I'm not a Protestant. No. I'm not Anglican. No. I'm not Baptist. I know that there's some quite strict. You know, I believe in God.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I don't know why.
Maybe the reason she said so they have choices is so that. I don't know, maybe they thought that if they didn't baptise the child, they wouldn't be able to do things later enough, which I think is ridiculous, if that is the case.
I can't imagine it is, though.
Because you're doing something that isn't the child's choice anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
The kid knows nothing about it. The kid cannot differentiate that from a bath.
No. No idea.
A weird bath where, like, 30 people are watching.
Yeah. But the thing was, and I didn't know they did this, but you don't just have it on your own. Like, if there's another person who wants the baby that's getting christened, they'll just do it at the same time.
Huh?
Like, they'll do it at the same time. There was another family in there.
Oh, yeah.
Another baby.
Well, they usually do a few at the same time, don't they?
They just did it in one go.
Don't waste water.
Yeah, because the guy was like, yeah, there's two babies.
Well, it's magical water, isn't it? So you,
yeah, holy
stuff,
water,
that stuff's expensive. Yeah. You don't want to waste it.
Well, no, it's not expensive because you can...
It's very expensive.
Any vicar can make it, can't they? Priest or whatever just goes... Holy ghost and all that over the top of the water.
Now you're thinking
then you can kill vampires.
You're thinking of wine. Go ahead.
But anyway, got in there and the vicar was nice in that, you know, he was quite friendly, quite flamboyant.
Flamboyant?
Yeah.
In what way?
You know.
No.
You know.
What, the vicar?
Yeah. Progressive.
What do you mean flamboyant?
You know what I mean.
What, camp?
He had a gold stud earring in his left ear.
Did he?
Yeah. And he was very sort of, you know.
I don't know.
Flamboyant.
Describe him to me.
He was bald-headed, jolly.
Okay.
A bit too jolly.
What? In what way was he too jolly?
It's just a bit, you know, obviously he was good and, you know, it was nice to sort of, you can see he was making it fun and stuff for everyone.
Right.
But, you know, as a non-believer myself,
okay,
it was a bit kind of, yeah, right, just get on with it. But he kind of did things like, it was a bit awkward because there was the two babies up there with the parents and stuff on the stage.
Yeah.
And then he was saying, right, so he talked to one family. He's like, so, you know, tell me a bit about the child, you know, tell me a bit about him. What's he like?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, he's 9 months old. Well, he's nothing. Don't do anything. And they were saying, well, he's a really good sleeper. And
He likes milk. He loves milk. Don't forget that.
He's pretty laid back. Yeah.
He's constantly laid back, in fact.
Loves teats.
Any kind of teats. Rubber anything. Or flesh. Yeah, both, anything. Actually. He's quite partial.
Pop anything in his mouth, he'll suck it.
Within reason.
They were saying, well, yeah, he's pretty laid back. He's pretty chilled out. You know, he loves sleeping. And the vicar was going, all right, yeah. And we could all hear the parents saying this. And
why were they doing that?
I don't know. But then the vicar, after they said that, turns to the audience and goes, well, this is whatever his name is. He loves sleeping. He's really laid back.
Right.
And, you know, loves
milk.
So he's
just trying to make a show of it. He's trying to, you know.
But then we had to, like, give a round of applause for the baby.
How old was the child?
About 9 months.
Right. So he was just trying to not make it boring. So you were probably going in thinking this is going to be really boring.
Yeah, it was good.
He was trying to make it not so boring. That's all.
But it was just weird that he was then acting like, because we'd all seen him say to the parents, so what's he like then? And we could hear them saying, yeah, he does this and he does that.
Yeah.
And then he turns to the audience and starts going, this is so and so. He loves doing this. Like, what? You don't know it. You've just asked them and now you're telling us, like, we know him better than you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know him at all, really.
Yeah, he's the host, isn't he?
Yeah, but then he did it with the other family. And the other family, honestly, they would look like they just rolled in out from the circus or something.
So, maybe they had.
Well, the mother of the baby looked pretty young, sort of early 20s.
Right.
Quite plump. The whole family was plump. But the mother, she was up on the stage. She had this white, very, very tight dress on.
Right.
It's a dress that was way too short.
Right.
And the zip up the front. And the zip didn't go all the way to the bottom, so there was like a flap that opened at the bottom, and you could... It was too high. Like, you could see where the baby had come from.
Oh, come on.
I'm telling you.
Come on.
And this was in church. And I was thinking, this isn't appropriate.
Yeah. It's not appropriate anywhere.
Pop it down. But she was, it was all over the place.
Wow.
And I was thinking, the baby was crying, and they were saying, she loves to sleep. She's lovely, really relaxed. And it was like, it's not bloody relaxed.
It's a baby,
it's the
though.
Opposite. The other one was half asleep.
Yeah.
My one.
Yeah.
The one that I was seeing.
Yeah.
He was asleep the whole time.
Right.
Apart from when the mother went to put him in the bath thing, smacked his head on the side of the thing.
Shouldn't laugh.
Yeah, brilliant. So yeah, it was all right.
So well, hold on. Can we just rewind a bit?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I understand.
Right.
So there was two different families.
Yeah.
And was it you and a whole load of your family, the same family as a baby?
Friends, yeah.
Friends and family.
Yeah.
And then there was another bunch of friends and family.
Yeah, completely separate.
But did any of those people actually go to that church?
Don't think so.
So how did that even get arranged?
No idea.
I didn't think you could just hire out a church.
Apparently so.
What?
Unless they had to pretend that they were religious or whatever.
But
they said they'd had to go there a couple of times.
So this was just on a Sunday, right?
Yeah. Like Sunday afternoon. It was like 12:30.
There must have been people there then that were... Wasn't the normal church service then?
I think that just finished. That was earlier in the morning.
So weird.
It's about 12:30.
This just seems really odd.
Yeah.
Did you go there with your girlfriend?
Yeah. Because it's her friends.
Oh.
So pretty, I got dragged along.
Pretty
yeah.
good. Day.
But I was thinking, right, service, be half an hour.
Yeah.
I knew there was some like drinks or something afterwards.
Yeah.
So at some hotels, I thought, well, that's kind of on the way back anyway. Another hour perhaps.
Right.
Hopefully it won't take too
what
long.
What time are we talking about again?
The service was 12:30.
Right.
So I was thinking one, maybe get done by two, three at the very latest.
Yeah.
So we get to the hotel after the thing, and it was just like everyone was dawdling around after the service outside.
Yeah.
And there was basically everyone that was there had at least one child with them.
Yeah.
Some were babies, some were like no older than 5. So there was kids just everywhere running around, screaming. It was, I was thinking, we were the only ones there with no kid.
Yeah.
And there was about 10 couples there. And I was just thinking, this is a nightmare. Like, I can't handle this. So we went to the hotel, and obviously everyone turned up at the hotel that was there. I was thinking, oh, hopefully some of them will just go home, whatever. They didn't.
Wow.
Got to the hotel.
Grumpy McGee.
Well, we got there slightly after. So everyone got there a little bit quicker than us. And we got in there, and I was thinking, right, get in. Let's get some drinks in, show our face for a bit, then we're off. No chance. I was dreaming. Because we got in there, all the tables were set up, and I was like, what's it, like food and stuff? And apparently it was some afternoon tea thing.
Right.
But that didn't get started for an hour. Because everyone was just milling around, just stood, and they were just like, just doing stuff with the kids, and the kids were running, taking photos of the baby, just every moment they could. They had someone there actually taking photos.
Yeah.
And the baby, they were like, the baby was asleep. And they were going, oh, should we wake him up, take some photos? And I was thinking, no, just leave him. Sit down, get the food
well,
out.
No, all these people are here. You might as well make the most of it.
Yeah, but if he's asleep, leave him. Don't wake him up. And they were waking him up and then holding him up and going, no.
His eyes are rolling back.
And they were all trying to make him laugh. And he wasn't interested. But they were just, but then they were just, making these stupid noises, like going, hey. Trying to make him laugh.
Yeah.
And they're all trying to get in on it.
Can you imagine the look on
your grandma, granddad, parents, their friend, they're all trying to be the one that makes him laugh.
Yeah.
While there's someone there taking photos, like thousands of photos, just constantly going.
Yeah, you don't want to miss anything.
Just trying to get one good one.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, it's pointless. No one's going to see these. No one's going to see these.
Everyone's going to see them on Facebook, Joe.
Not all, they're one of them.
Every single one of them.
Well, I'm not going to see them. But then...
You're going to be tagged.
But then there was kids running around. And then the kids started getting given food. And I was thinking, where's my food?
No, kids eat first.
But they weren't getting food from the hotel. There was a couple of the mums, again, quite plump, had...
Why is that relevant?
Because
that
you'll
plump?
See why. Because the food they had back, like handbag full of just snack, like loads of snacks.
Okay. For the kids?
Yeah. But like crisps.
Right.
Those little... sponge cake bear things.
Yeah.
Little bags of chocolate biscuit bite things. fruit shoots, all kinds of stuff like that. And then the babies, even under 1 year old, were getting fed crisps, Quavers, and like little cheesy bite thing. And they're like, oh, he loves these, absolutely loves them. And I'm thinking,
no,
what are you doing?
Shouldn't be having those.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
And then they go,
Quavers.
Oh, Quavers.
Are you sure they weren't like baby
snacks?
No,
actual Quavers.
That can't be good, Kate.
And then there was this one woman who was doling out most of the stuff. And she just kept pulling stuff out of the bag just constantly. She was like, oh, these are lovely. Yeah. I love these.
Yeah.
Little kids' bear things.
Pom-bear?
No, they were sort of, they were sponge things with chocolate in the middle.
Oh.
And she was, oh, she'd go, he loves it. He loves them.
Of course he does. Yeah, I bet he loves them.
And then,
full of sugar.
Yeah, and that was the other thing. Half an hour later, the kids were just tearing round, like just screaming, running around, trying to run in. There wasn't much space when we sat down. And then they brought coffee and stuff out, and the kids were running in between and like knocking stuff over. I was just thinking, this is mental.
Were you having the best day of your life?
No.
Why not?
It was terrible. Because I was trying to talk to people who were there, adults, supposedly.
Yes.
Chatting to them, be halfway through a sentence, and they'd be going, oh, yeah. Then a kid had, you know, their kid had run up to them and like, grab them. And they'd be like, oh, yeah. And then they start doing stuff with the kid. I'm like, I'm trying to have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
Like, do you want me to be here or not? Because if you don't even want to talk to me, I'll just go.
They don't care if you're there or not.
Just stay with the kid or whatever.
The answer to your question is no.
Yeah, I know. But that's the thing then. You think, well, you don't want me to be here. I don't want to be here. What's the point of all this?
Why were you there then?
Because I got dragged along, didn't I?
But you're your own man.
Yeah, but it's... I know. You have to be supportive, don't you? It's
yes, like, I understand.
And I, you know, get the kid a present and stuff. It's like, he's a... The baby, he's a little blob eating Quavers.
He doesn't want presents.
He wants to just sleep.
Should have got him some Quavers.
Should have done, family pack of Quavers. But it was just
mental. 1 year old baby eating Quavers is ridiculous.
But it was just, and it's the stuff that, you know, you've got these grown men who are just, they've got no dignity in it anymore. They've just thrown it out the window.
What do you mean?
Like one of the guys was there trying to make the kid like laugh for photos and stuff.
Yeah.
In front of everyone, grown man of mid-30s, whatever.
Okay.
Kid sat down, photographer's there going, trying to snap. He's there going, so I can't remember what it was, something like, who's a little soldier? Who's a little soldier? Like in front of everyone, staff, whoever.
And I was looking at him
just thinking, I don't respect you anymore. I've lost all respect for you.
Why?
Because it's just... It's degrading.
Who's a little soldier?
Something like, I can't remember what it was.
Who's a little soldier?
Something like that. And I'm thinking, look at yourself. Take a video of and play that back to yourself later.
Yeah.
And think, what have you become?
But he doesn't care.
Yeah, I know, but he should care. Because you're still in society. I know you've got a kid and
why
that,
though?
But
why should he care?
Because it's not right to be like that.
Why? His kid's loving it.
The kid couldn't care less.
No, the kid's laughing.
No, he wasn't. He was doing it for about 10 minutes. Honestly.
If the kid was lapping it up, would that make a difference?
No, it wouldn't, because the kid laps anything up. You can do anything and a kid laughs.
But
you don't have to
do
stuff like that.
Like if the kid likes it.
No, but it's not when you're in... Do it at home then. That's fine. If you're at home...
Because it's awkward.
There's no one around.
It's because they're not non-masculine.
But
is it uncomfortable?
It's just weird.
I know what you mean.
It's uncomfortable for everyone there. I felt uncomfortable.
It's when it's like when dads like kiss their kids and cuddle them and all that kind of thing, like kiss them on the lips and all that stuff.
It's weird
in public.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and it's like I get it.
Yeah,
that you want to lavish like love upon that kid.
Yeah,
but everyone else around is like going.
And one of them was saying, like, they were chatting, and he was chatting to someone else that was there.
Yeah,
and he was saying about the kid loves being in the bath or whatever.
Yeah,
and he said, oh yeah, you know, like when we were in the bath.
Oh yeah, I know what you're saying. Like, yeah.
I was like, yeah, obviously.
He has baths with daddy,
when you're
doesn't
kid,
he? He has baths with daddy.
When you're a kid, have a bath with your dad or mum, whatever.
Yeah,
but it's. It's been awkward.
To hear.
All right, so you were completely butt naked in a bath with your small child, yeah? Why are you talking about that?
Yeah.
Like, yes, we all know that.
You're interested, presumably.
You know, it goes on. And don't refer to yourself as daddy either.
Well, come on.
No. No, not to another adult.
But so
he says, me, he right. says, oh, he loves it when daddy does that, or, you know, or they're shouting across, mummy, you know, just call it, that's your wife.
So he is calling.
Yeah. He's referring to himself as daddy and then calling across the room to mummy.
Yeah.
And saying mummy.
Shouting it.
Yeah.
Shouting like, mummy.
Mummy is absolutely sick. You're a grown man. It's just.
That's quite funny.
It's please don't do that.
But what if like a year from now,
that's
me. What if that's me?
I'll call you on it and I'll say, look, if I'm around and you're doing, I'll say what you're doing.
A year from now, the doors, we left the studio door slightly open. Stairgate's on, of course.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Door gets pushed open.
Yeah.
Little feet here, walks around here, looks up.
Yeah.
What do I say to him? Right?
All right. Jim, whatever his name is.
That is, how did you guess?
Yeah. All right, Jim, what do you want? We're doing a bit busy in here.
Yeah. He says, oh, I want to play. He doesn't probably, I don't know if he talks or not at that age. He might.
Yeah.
I want to play, daddy,
no,
daddy, I want to play, daddy.
No.
What do I do? What can I do?
Go and see your mum.
Non-awkward.
Just go, no, I'm busy, go and see your mum. Play with you later.
He's so small.
Don't call
understand.
Me daddy, call me dad.
But at that age, if I say that to him, I could break his heart.
Why?
You think he'll think I don't care about him.
No, he'll respect you. He'll respect you more. Because he'll see like men on TV and stuff, like, I don't know, be watching Rambo or something.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say
and
Rambo.
Then, he'll see you and go, Dad, why aren't you like
You're
why
built
you like that?
Rambo.
Why does he act like that and you act more like mummy? So if you act normally, he'll probably respect you more.
So you're for men aligning themselves to the typical alpha.
No.
Male stereotype.
It doesn't have to be, you know, totally.
You don't
want to
see vulnerability in men, is that what you're saying?
No, but you don't have to be. Don't have to go all the way the other way. Like,
hello.
That's not far off from what it is.
Yeah.
If you were acting like that in a bar, you know, downtown, people would think, oh, hello. Hello,
no,
sailor.
That's not the same thing.
If you
being
were looking
affectionate with your child and being camp or gay are completely two different things.
All right, so if I was in a bar, you walked in, I was stood at the bar with a drink.
Yeah,
I turned
called
around,
you daddy.
I turned around and went, oh, here's my little soldier. Would you think I was gay or not?
If you were talking to me, yes.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
What do you mean, what's the difference? You're talking to a child. You're talking to your own child.
Yeah, but you're in an adult situation,
right? So you don't mind that goes on.
Just do it at home.
If you knew that I did that, I stood up, I leant forward with my hands on my knees.
Yeah, he did
with the most cretinous. Of course he did.
Yeah, knees
cretinous
together.
Grin on my knees. Don't have knees together.
Yeah.
That's even worse.
Yeah,
and then said, "Who's my little soldier?"
Yeah,
if you knew I did that.
Yeah,
but I never did it in front of you.
Yeah.
Would you think of me any differently? I'd still be disappointed.
Still be slightly disappointed. But I'd be thankful that you'd, you know, I'd respect the fact that you didn't do it in front of me.
Do you know
me.
What the first thing I'm going to do when we
send me a video of you doing that,
What's within, what's acceptable behaviour?
Just normal behaviour. Why don't change
that
the,
is normal now.
Why do you have to change your voice though? That's the I don't get why you have to make your voice really high pitch.
I don't think I'll be doing
There's
that.
No need for that. Just go, you know, who's my little soldier?
Yeah. Not
it doesn't have to be sort of
it's disrespectful
weird.
To real soldiers, that is.
That's it.
He's done
exactly.
nothing.
Exactly.
Like, he's literally
he's less than nothing.
Done nothing.
I mean, all he's done is go to sleep and eat quavers.
But I do believe, at risk of deviating too much from the subject, in... I can't remember what the subject is anyway, to be honest. But
there isn't one.
In talking to children with... not necessarily like adults, but giving them credit to understand more than, I don't know, what people typically do. So instead of just talking to them in baby words and stuff, talk to them using the same language, you know,
because
as we do, because they pick it up.
The kids learn at that age, the first few years, they're like a sponge.
Like my friend, who I think is really great, bringing up his kids, he and so is his wife, they whenever they're doing something, like say in the kitchen, and their kids are around, they kind of talk about what they're doing, just to each other, not to the kid necessarily. But they'll name what they're doing. They're like, I'm just going to loading the dishwasher.
Right.
And then they might say to the kid, do you want to help with the dishwasher?
Yeah.
Do you pass mum the X, Y? And that rep, because those are the daily things you do every day. And if you just give the child credit for being able to pick it up, albeit gradually, then they do learn it. And that's been proven because their kids just, I think they're really advanced.
Yeah.
Well, and they're like, oh, I'll take it to the dishwasher. It's like, well, you're like two. What do you mean? And you think some kids at that age are just completely
because they
don't know anything.
They grow, they'll grow as much as they can in their environment. If you make their environment a complete, you know, cesspit of crap, that's what they'll turn out.
That's what
like.
I plan to do,
But I mean, there was a kid there who was, I think, four or something like that, and he spoke English and Arabic.
Wow, amazing.
Which are two completely different languages.
Yeah.
Totally different.
Yeah.
And because his dad spoke Arabic and his mum spoke English, he'd learnt both, like, just easily.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, if you treat your kid, like you say, a bit more like an adult,
a human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just...
rather than like a dog.
Don't pander to them and don't, you know, turn them into idiots. It can't be that difficult.
But I do think at the same time, you've got to remember that kids like fun.
Yeah, of course.
So you don't want to just give them like a completely boring, you know, just talk to them like they're adults in an office scenario.
No, but you can have fun and not be a complete idiot. You know, you can still keep your dignity and have some fun.
I think you should write a book of the rules of...
There are no rules. Just
Parenting with Dignity by Joseph Gallagher.
Yeah. I'd like to open by stating that I've never had a child, but I've witnessed many people who have.
Step one.
Never push your knees together. Never let your knees touch.
Yes. As a rule, this also applies to being a man in general. Also, when seated, do not cross one leg over the other.
Yeah. Although some guys can get away, you have to be of a certain age to get away with
and
it.
And of a certain level of endowment for that to be possible.
Well, yeah. Well,
it's extremely uncomfortable.
You scrunch
to
it all
do
forward.
That, to be honest.
Put it all on top.
It's very painful. It's very uncomfortable.
Depends how loose your trousers are, I guess.
I suppose so, yeah. I don't like it. It makes me feel a bit.
On show.
No, not on show, but just. I think it's a bit of a feminine pose.
It is, yeah.
To have one leg crossed up very tightly over the other. And then, like, your hands rested.
Oh, yeah, if you have your hands rested like
very
that.
Very strange.
But if you have them, like, one over the other, and then you sort of lean back a bit.
I still don't like one leg over the other.
That's kind of... So you can see some guys get away with it, like James Bond or whatever.
It's these quads.
Yeah. Well, if you're wearing, you know, cut-off acid-wash denim...
Which I am right now.
Yeah. Then, yeah, it can be, you know, slightly awkward.
As a pure coincidence. Now you can have one ankle on the knee.
Yeah,
that's a fairly standard man pose.
That's a medium,
which isn't that comfortable. That kind of puts a lot of pressure on the hips, I find.
And the knee,
well.
I find.
And the knee, yeah.
My knee kind of feels like it's separating.
So it's a sitting down watch. And on that note. I think we'll wrap it up there.
Yeah, why not?
With sitting news.
How do you like to sit? How are you sitting right now?
Podcast at theabsolutepeach.com for your opinions on sitting and also on parenting. If you've been affected by the issues discussed in this episode of The Absolute Peach, please write in to podcast at theabsolutepeach.com and let us know what you think. Should men act towards their children in the same way in public as they do in private? Or should they act, in Joe's words, like buff bodybuilders?
Wow.
Or Rambo type.
Yeah, Rambo. Always carry a knife.
Strong army tough guys. And you're... never make direct eye contact with the children. If you agree, email in.
Fair enough. Do it.
Anything to add?
I'm sure everyone will agree with me, to be honest.
Probably.
If they don't, they're wrong. See you later.